And now, gracious Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of your people assembled here this morning would be acceptable in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Our sermon title this morning is somewhat unusual. I guess you all wondered when you saw it on the bulletin board out front. Queen Vashti, who on earth is she? Well, Queen Vashti was the wife of King Ahasuerus, who was the king of Media Persia. Before we begin our sermon time this morning, I want to tell you that this text comes from the book of Esther. And you will do yourself a great service and you will get a spiritual blessing if you read this book in one setting. Sit down and read the book. It'll bless you. Our text this morning on the title, Queen Vashti, is from Esther chapter 1, verses 10 to 12, and this is what they say. On the seventh day, when the king's heart was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bigthan, Harbona, Bigthan, Abithar, Zethar, and Carcass, seven eunuchs who served in the presence of King Ahasuerus, to bring Queen Vashti before the king, wearing her royal crown, in order to show her beauty to the people and the officers, for she was beautiful to behold. But Queen Vashti refused to come to the king at the king's command, brought by the eunuchs. Therefore, the king was furious, and his anger burned within him. How dare she not do what I told her to do? Well, in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9, this is what we read. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. In Proverbs 19:21, we read, there are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. In Proverbs 20:24, we read, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? And in Proverbs 21:1, we read, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. I want to read a passage from Isaiah for you. I'm making a point with this. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8 to 10, and I'd give you a minute to find that. Isaiah chapter 46. Open your Bible in the middle and come back a little bit and you'll find Isaiah. I know all of our members know the books of the Bible by heart, so I'm telling those who may be a little strange to our congregation. Isaiah chapter 46, beginning at verse 8, says this. Remember this and show yourselves men. Recall to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am the Lord and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling the bird of prey from the east, the man to execute my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. A providence who are creatures living in the world today because God had created us in His own image and likeness and given us dominion over His creation, we think we are in control. Clearly show. And the doctrine of providence is an important doctrine because this doctrine that to fulfill his or redeeming a man, redeeming mankind to himself through Christ providentially controls everything. Why is this doctrine so neglected in the church? Well, it's neglected in the church along with the doctrine of the sovereignty of God because it puts us in our place. That's why. If the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and like the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will, what about your heart and my heart? We don't have the power of the king, but our hearts are in the hand of the Lord also. Now, let me give you a little illustration of this. Those of you who have acquired some age, think back on your life. And you can see many things, if you're thinking and being candid, you can see many things that you wanted to do that you were kept from doing. That happened. God kept you from doing it. Not in His perfect plan for you to do that at that time. Hallelujah. Now, over the years, I have tried to bring this congregation and those that the Lord has privileged me to teach to an understanding of these two doctrines, the sovereignty of God and providence. And why have I done that? Because I have these two problems are the paramount problems in the church. Not just in the world, but in the church. If people who profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ came to understand that God is sovereign over everything, that He is big boss in charge of everything, that this is His world, and we are His created creatures, obligated to keep the covenant, things would look a lot different in the church. Preaching on being doctors and provident. Of the doctrines that He is, you're going to be afraid to sin. Sign your soul to hell. That God, much the world think the thing, you know? We even think we've got to do a whole lot of stuff to calm down the all of the damage gases that are going up because the earth is warming up. Who's in charge of this earth? I'm not advocating irresponsibility. But what I am sharing with you, beloved, this morning is that we really don't have control over it. God controls it. And if it was God's purpose to shut down all of the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, He could do it no problem. Our text is a marvelous example of providence. God's providential control, His mercy to the rebellious Jews is manifested in the immoral command that King Ahasuerus gave to his wife. To show you how that works out. Here is a theological axiom that you would do well to remember. God sees. I understand all of the. I really don't understand. Biblical perspective, I do understand and know that in all of it, what the hell, God? Out of things. And I've been studying it for a long time, and I can't see